Blog Talk Radio.
I'm getting my thing together, and ain't nobody see. Y'all ain't gonna be able to move. Y'all ain't gonna be able to roll with me. Y'all ain't gonna be able to do it.
I know. It's trying to bring sexy back. I understand. What we got today, Glover? What we got?
Oh, we're gonna talk about gospel music in itself. Just gospel music and what gospel music can do for you. Thank God for gospel music. What would we do without gospel music?
Yes, I did a lot of stuff.
It done brought me to a lot. But anyway, before we get to rolling, let us say a prayer. Let us say a small prayer, especially in tribute to our subject today, gospel music. Heavenly Father, we just want to thank you for allowing us to be here on the air another Sunday evening on Blog Talk Radio with all the listeners that's listening on a regular basis. We just thank them, Lord God, and we thank you for allowing them to be able to tune in to listen to us, Lord God. We thank you for my co-host. I thank you for my inspirational speaker that comes on. She's wonderful. Sister Lois Varner, we just thank God for all the people that's participating in the radio station and all of the listeners. And we thank God that you have granted us the ability to use the gifts that we have and that you have truly blessed us with these gifts. Father, we just thank you to speak truthfully without vexing the Holy Spirit and the others and to be a blessing in every way we can. Through music, through song, even through the main thing, which is the Word of God. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
Okay.
Amen.
Hallelujah. And a short announcement to remind all of our listeners that this program was set to promote independent gospel artists. Now, y'all need to continue to send in your MP3s for all of those that want to be heard all over the nation. We will play it if you make it. You make it, we will play it. All right? We need a new flavor out here, y'all. We willing to help you all to get placed out there. It's major. They're listening now. They're listening. Y'all just send them in. I guarantee you they're listening. So
yep.
Y'all send them in, and we will play them for you. Okay? Okay.
Yeah.
So let's get back to the – let's get – we're going to play some music. We're going to get it crunk first. Let me go on to the ATL Pray, by J.L. Reynolds, right? We gotta get them jumping first. We gotta get y'all woke up. Let's do this.
It's so much going on in our city. It's about time we come and take our city back. There's violence, there's killing, there's murders every day. Satan, you have no authority. We come to take our city back by force. It's time for us to change the way we pray. All the violence and killing every day. It's time for us to stomp on Satan's face. He's defeated, God is on the race. It's time for us to stand for our beliefs. Stand for something or fall for anything. If you know what I mean. Come on and clap your hands for me. It's time for us to search and see God's face. Let's obey, change our wicked ways. If we do, he'll bless us like he said. Now you're ready, come on and nod your head. Don't you know he's rich with house and land? Don't you remember Jesus is the man? He'll heal the sick, get set the captives free. Are you ready? Clap your hands for me.
Atlanta, Georgia, y'all. Atlanta, Georgia, it's time for us to pray. ATL, ATL.
hell pray, J.R. Reynolds, because we know we definitely got to pray, y'all. We got to pray. And I tell you, we've been doing some praying here in the last few weeks because I'm looking for a breakthrough. Y'all, you know anything about getting a breakthrough, getting the word of God, let him open up the windows of heaven and rain down a blessing. Woo! Oh, how we need blessings,
getting a blessing.
I tell you.
Let me ask you, Goldie. You get out there. You get out there in all the Black Friday shopping.
I'm away for the white. I'm away for the white Friday.
What white Friday? Yeah, hear me. What white Friday? But see, I gotta send a shout out to all the people who went out in all the stores and spent all this money and all these sales and all this stuff. I want to send out a shout out to all these people who went and spent all this money and steal old people money.
I guess they say they live only one time. They gonna always owe some money somewhere.
I mean, the old people money. I ain't even talking about the bill collectors. I'm talking about all the people who they call and say,
"Hey, somebody owe you some money," and they was out shopping.
Not necessarily me, but I know it's plenty of them. Those people that's in the stores buying these TVs, this stuff, these Blu-ray players, and was the same one saying, "Hey, I need to borrow $50. I'm hurting. Can you loan me this?"
Yeah.
They'll
say that right after they come out of the store and from Black Friday. They came trying to borrow a few dollars. They don't spend too much. They overspent.
Oh, man. I'm looking at an article now where a man died this week. He worked at a Walmart in New York. He was trampled by the crowd, killed him.
Trampled?
He was trampled and killed.
Wow.
Yep. They smashed
trying
the
to get
front
to
door.
Some technology.
Yep. Yep, so he, you know, not a lot of employees were knocked to the ground and scared and all on top of vending machines, and it was crazy.
I don't know what this world is coming to now. It's just getting ridiculous. I was just looking on the news at how everybody was just packed in there, like you say, reaching all across everybody, pushing, shoving. Like, if I don't get this TV, I ain't going to live tomorrow if I don't get this TV. Matter of fact, I ain't going to live tonight.
But you know what?
And
somebody said something.
You know, it's like they saved their money up just for this time, just for this time. They didn't pay nobody. They didn't pay no bills. You know, they just saved all their money up. You know, it's not even Christmas yet now.
Yeah.
Mind you.
Well, somebody told me something that was very profound. It hit me like a brick. I said, everybody run out on Friday buying all this unnecessary stuff the day after they've given thanks for all the stuff that they already have. That'll preach all by itself.
Oh, my goodness. But I tell you, like I said, I'm waiting for White Friday. It's a Black Friday and a White Friday.
Okay.
Well, White Friday.
White Friday must be the one that must going to be the silent.
That's the silent sale. It's silent right now. Can't you hear it? Okay, back to gospel music.
Okay.
We ain't going to do this today. Not today, anyway, first of all.
Okay. That was my rant for the day.
Okay. I got you. But you're going to say something about this gospel music. People need to realize just how blessed they are just to have any type of melody in the air. Because it's, any type of melody. Because I love music, period. I don't care if it's gospel music, country music, R&B music. I ain't too much into the hip hop. I like some of the beats, but words
I can't do that.
Classical music. I like all of them. jazz, that's my main. Reggae, I love it all. But it's just something about when the word of God is sung through song.
Yeah.
Because it brings you out a lot of stuff.
That's why I call
it has
ministry.
Truly been a blessing in my life.
Mm-hmm.
What you say?
I said that's why it's called ministry and music.
Industry and music.
I said that's what's called ministry in music.
Oh, music. Oh, yeah, music ministry. That's true. When I was little, when I was a little kid, my mother and grandmother, you know, they always, you know, most of my family was singers. And they would sing gospel songs all the time, old hymnals, old folk songs, gospel music, you know. It just brought me through a lot of hard times. And I would think back on all those songs that I learned from a kid, not knowing then what they mean now. I know what they mean, but now I know the word. I've been studying the word, so the word is being revealed. And, I mean, God would instruct his angels to sing just to bring me out of my little pity parties, my little stupors. And then I would begin to turn that around and begin to praise God just through by singing, you know, just by hearing the music, hearing the melodies and singing, I would begin to praise him. So that's what God will say all through his word, especially like in Psalms, about singing praises to him about, you know, because he loves that.
Mm-hmm.
And people that are musically inclined, like gospel music because they like gospel music because it makes them repent. It makes us come to repentance, submit once we hear music. I mean, it's just one of the tools that God used. And then it brings on a spirit of praise afterwards. Now, that's just how I feel. I don't know how you may perceive it, but, you know, people that's into music and that live music and breathe music all the time, it's just so... When we hear music, it's just a common thing for us. It's like putting a pacifier in a baby's mouth. And
yeah,
that's
you know.
the lyrics in the songs have so much meaning. And when people that are writers, that write music, songwriters, and especially when they're real spiritual, they make sure the word of God is in place in them songs so that people and the listeners can understand and they will be in tune with the anointing that falls fresh on them. I tell you, it's just something that's awesome. It's something that's awesome.
Well, me, you know, I ride down the road and, you know, I'm listening to certain stuff and I start patting the wrong foot while I'm driving. You know, I start patting the left foot. You know, I start patting the right foot. So the car be jerking and I be patting my foot, you know, to the music,
mm-hmm.
you know, especially fast. And, you know,
that's sad.
You know, I came up with some, you know, wouldn't it be nice if we just come up with something called a red light praise? Where everybody just sitting at the red light, the music going, and you feeling it, and God moving in the car, and everybody just jump out at the red light and just go for the stuff. Right there at the red light. Just go for it.
And nobody would, and then when they turn green, everybody got to get back in their car to try to pull off
get
and
back
run
in the car.
Back of somebody.
No, get in the car, pull off.
No. Mm-hmm. No, I don't think that's a good idea. Not a good idea.
Yeah, you know, get out at next red light, get out, go to bucking and carrying on, and you know, go to running around the car and everything, go laying hands on folk in other cars. Let's just have a good old time in the Lord.
I hope somebody praying for you today. I hope somebody really praying about the stuff you are saying today.
Slanging all on everybody's hood, just
Okay, see. This is what I'm talking about. This is why you have to pray. You just heard me play ATL Pray. We got to pray for people like this that's on the line here, that's on us in the studio trying to tell you to get out your car every light, red light you come to and just start praising. You say praising the Lord or just dancing?
Just
what were you saying?
Just go for yourself. Just go to prayer. Just get out the car.
And
get out the car.
If the Holy Ghost... If the Holy Ghost actually hit one of them and they get rid of shouting, nobody will be moving.
That's right.
Okay.
That's right.
Okay, let's go to song. See, this is what I'm talking I want you all to turn, if you know the Psalms 47, 5 through 7, it says, God has come, has gone up with a shout. The Lord, with the sound of the trumpet, sing praises to God. Sing praises, for God is the King of all the earth. Sing praises with understanding. See, you got to have that understanding. Remember I just said about the anointing that falls fresh on you?
Mm-hmm.
When you hear the word of God being sung through song, our God deserves to be praised because of his unfailing love for us. As we think on his love, let's listen to a song that I wrote called Unfailing Love. Because I got to pull Mr. D in the back. I got to pull him in the back. I got to see what's really going on. Woo-hoo.
That's my jam.
All right. Unfailing Love by Globy Pope. I tell y'all, my Lord, my God deserve to be praised. And his unfailing love for us, as we think on his love, let us always remember that he loves us so much. He's my very, very good thing. That's what I call him, my very, very good thing. Sister Lo, Lois Vernon's on. I call her Sister Lo.
That's all right.
Tell us a little bit of something about what gospel music has done for her, I tell you.
I'm telling you, gospel music is powerful. You know, the music is
what you talking
so
about?
Powerful. Yeah, I'm here. You hear me?
Yeah, we hear you.
Okay. Yeah, music is so powerful. It can affect people in so many different ways, Globy. The words to music can be a mirror reflector, you know, of how a person feels, you know, what they're going through at the time. You know, it can lift them up and encourage them, and it just gives them the hope and faith just to keep on keeping on. So music is just good. It's good for the soul. It's good for what's else.
Ooh, girl.
It's called the fetish beast.
Well, see, Minister D talking about getting out the car and dancing in the street with the music at the red light, crazy stuff.
Well, you know, I was almost there. You know, I've been riding down the road and you hear a good song and you get all caught up in the spirit and you look
see,
across and you wonder if anybody watching you, you know, and I'm just like at the light and I'm just a bopping and people probably think I'm bopping to secular music and I'm getting my praise on.
Yeah. I mean, you know I do that, but I don't get all out the car, run all down the street, stop up the traffic.
But I haven't done that one yet.
Hey, the other folks do it. The world do it. They wherever they feel it, they get out, they break it down right there. Why can't the saints do it?
Why can't
you be in line at the grocery store and you pray, Lord, I don't know if I got enough money to get these groceries. You got $40 in your pocket, and when they get through ringing up them groceries, it come up to $38.89. Why can't you give her a praise right now? I'm just
saying. You bet you have a good calculator.
I'm just saying.
Well, I tell you what, I got a good tiebreaker right here called You Crazy. Call Me Crazy by Aaliyah Franklin. And
I like
that's
that.
What we're going to call
I like that. I like that. I like
Call Me Crazy.
That's a ride song. Now.
They call me crazy. Love what I cannot see, can't separate me from this love that I believe. I'm not crazy, he believes in me. I believe in him, faith in what I cannot see. Used to chase the temporary things that I could see. Couldn't see that everything I wanted wasn't the love you had for me. Until one day you picked me up, gave me something to believe. Now I'm free to love what I can't see. So let them call me crazy.
Call me crazy.
Love what I cannot see.
Love what I cannot see.
From this love that I believe. I'm not crazy.
Me crazy.
crazy for Jesus. What you say? What you say? That's Aaliyah Franklin all the way out of West Palm Beach, Florida. That's my homeland. Oh, y'all don't know nothing about that. Y'all don't know nothing about West Palm Beach. Got some good talent out there. And I tell you, in Proverbs 18:16, it says, a man's gift maketh room for him and bringeth him before great men. And I'm going to bring them. I'm going to bring them. They're going to hear us. Okay? Okay. Gospel music at its best, y'all.
I absolutely love that song.
It's beautiful. Beautiful, beautiful, beautiful. We're going to have something in the ATL because we can start, and then we start getting a little warm and everybody say it's too cold now. It's too cold.
Uh-huh.
Can't come up there. But we're going to have a good concert. We're going to turn it out. Y'all don't know. We're going to also have next week, we'll be having Sandrina Taylor was on about a month or so ago, and she's putting out a new single, which is going to be off the chain, y'all. Y'all going to have to listen to it. I ain't going to show it. I was going to do it today, let y'all hear, but no, I'm going to let her bring it on next week. Y'all need to check it out. Check it out.
Mm-hmm.
Gospel music. And it's big.
That right. That right.
Let me tell y'all. We gotta be heard. All of the genres that's out there. If you notice, it's a whole new line of singers that's coming to the forefront now. You start not to hear as much from the older ones, the ones that you used to hearing all the time. You hear new songs coming out. If you listen to the secular stations. And I don't listen too much to the secular station, but here recently I said, I need to see what's going on out here. So I wanted to listen just to see. And half of the people, I was like, who was that? When they started singing. Yeah.
Well, that's how you keep it. Well, as with anything, that's how you keep it fresh. You know, you bring in younger talent. And, you know, whereas, I mean, you know, a lot of us don't like to face it, but we all get older. So, you know, you have to bring young talent in to keep whatever it is, you know, fresh. You know, that's why, you know, they a lot of your secular artists, they get these artists very, very young. So, you know, they get them around 16, 17 years old if they can. You know, so by the time they run their course of about 5-6 years, the average artist anyway, you know, they're looking to bring in somebody else. So only the very, very good ones are the ones that stick around.
And
that's the way the industry set up.
Well, it's time for gospel music to even. I mean, we're gonna have to press. We're gonna have to press even harder to be heard.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, we got a lot of beautiful groups out that we used to hearing all the time. We want to bring out some new people that can. It's some people that have never been really heard before. I mean, they may be heard locally, but not internationally or nationally. And they can tear the roof off a church. And if we can just begin to, you know, encourage these people to come, to hang in there, don't give up. I could say that because, you know, I've been out here a long time, but I'm not in gospel music because I only started doing gospel in 91, but It's just very hard for people like the amateurs to try to get in with any majors or anything like that. It's just hard. And you have to almost be out there in the secular world, going to the secular places just to get to know someone that's in the gospel music industry that can make, you know, get you on. So it's you know, we just have to stay prayed up and believe God. It's a time, and it's a time for everything, and maybe it's a timing thing.
Well, you know, that's why it's important that we have radio stations, you know, like us, that, you know, will play the quote-unquote underground artists, you know, those that, you know, haven't quite ran into that person to get them out. So, you know, to push the, you know, the underground artists to get their music out as well. I mean, you know, there are plenty. Of course, you know, you have the mainstream, and that's fine. You know, I God bless them. I can't knock them for being that. But, you know, you have people out here, other people out here that have a voice, and their voice needs to be heard. So, you know, we do what we can.
Well, we're gonna try to step it up a notch. We're gonna be going into another radio station, and we're gonna try to get it more of a syndicated radio station where we can really drag them on through whatever we can do. We're gonna try to get it done, and we're gonna be letting everybody know. We're gonna market it. We're gonna let everybody know. Look, get your MP3s in, send them to me. Let's do this. Let's get you heard. Let's get you out here.
Yeah,
that's what
yeah.
I want. That's what I want to do so bad, and it's gonna happen. Cause why?
It's
God's in the plan. What you talking about? What you talking about? One step at a time. That's what it's going to be. And I'm going to bring that to you right now. One Step by Joseph Wheeler.
Yeah.
If you're out there and you're searching, trying to find some peace of mind, reflections of your past. Well, are haunting you and you wanna leave them all behind. Well, if you take one step, God will take two. If you draw closer to Him, He will draw closer to you. And if you deny yourself, take up your cross, you will have a life abundantly. And if your soul won't be lost, He will take you out of darkness and bring you into His marvelous light. He will give you a brand new start, and all your past wrongs them right. If you take one step, God will take two. And if you draw closer to Him, He will draw closer to you. And if you deny yourself and take up your cross, you will have life abundantly. And your soul won't be lost. Hopes and your dreams are no longer in your view. Feel like you just wanna give up. All right now. Cause everyone's getting ahead except for you. Well, if you take one step, God will take two. And if you draw closer to Him, He will draw closer to you. And if you deny yourself and take up your cross, you will have life abundantly, and your soul won't be lost. He will save you, He will save you, He will save you. He will save you, He will save you. All you gotta do,
just take one step, and God will take two.
If you draw closer to Him, He will draw closer to you.
And if you deny yourself, take up your cross, you will have life abundantly,
and your soul won't be lost.
Get to heaven, you must be born again. Nicodemus went to bed, cause he couldn't understand how could the
One step, y'all. You got
yeah,
it. Now. And he gonna take it. Hey, and you know this, man. Oh, God. He's an awesome God.
Oh,
Lord.
Lord.
You know, Sister Peppercorn called in a few minutes ago and asked if she could speak to you, Minister D, in regards to see if you would like to use her psychiatrist. But I told her, because she says she thinks that you got a little problem.
Mm-hmm.
Anybody, she said, want to go out on the street and dance to the gospel music in the middle of the street at the red light, got a problem. So I told her to call back in a little later. Maybe you would talk to her. I don't know. But right now we on the air. So handle that. Handle that. That's your thing.
I won't ever be ashamed of my God.
Yeah, okay. Oh, she's going to put it on. Sister Lois Vernon, Candy Vernon, is going to come with our inspiration corner for the day. Now, do y'all know anything about it? Well, you will in a few minutes. Go ahead, Sister Candy.
Good evening. Good evening to you, Minister Darris, Evangelist. I'm so glad to be back on the air one more time. We've been talking about how gospel music affects our lives. But, you know, sometimes we need to just learn how to praise our way through. Because somebody once said when the praises go up, the blessings come down. We're going to be coming out of Psalm 100, and we're going to tell you that how to just do just that, how to make a joyful noise unto the Lord. It says, all ye lands. Now, that's inclusive of everybody. It says, serve the Lord with gladness. Come before his presence with singing, not grumbling, not complaining, not whining, but was singing a joyful song, not going down, but rather victory mine. Victory today is mine. I told Satan, get thee behind, for victory today is mine. Know ye that the Lord, he is God. It is he that has made us, and not we ourselves. We are his people and the sheep of his pasture. God hears you when you call, baby. When you call on him, he hears you. He considers you his sheep. He has made it very clear that if he was our shepherd, we shall not want. We shall not lack no good thing. All our needs are met. We have more to put in store. We are the head and not the tail. We are above and not beneath. We are lenders and not borrowers. We are victorious and more than conquerors. Lift up your eyes unto the hills. Come on, somebody. Enter into the gates with thanksgiving when there's a praise in the temple and a praise in the house. You can usher in the spirit and remove the devil out. God will open up a window and a blessing he'll pour out when there's a praise in the temple and a praise in the house. Thank God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. That was Candy with the Inspirational Corner. Good evening and God bless you.
Oh, my God.
I
was just saying now. Now, how are you supposed to listen to that and ride down the road and not have to pull over? See, that's what I'm talking about. See, y'all gonna get it.
That was what you call a praise festival right there. Total exposure.
That's a cartel upper right there.
Okay.
How you call it? You can go out for it. It's a cartel.
No more turkey dressing for you. No more. Lisa McGlown, total exposure with praise. Festival. Y'all know that. on right now. Can I get up there? No, can't get up there. Man, what's wrong with that? What is wrong with that? Lord, Psalms 33:3 says, sing unto him a new song. Play skillfully with a shout of joy. Oh, my goodness. That's a good song right there, y'all. Praise Fiesta.
Y'all better ask somebody. That's all I'm saying. Y'all better ask somebody.
Well, who we going to ask? We can't ask you.
You hear me? I tell you.
What does gospel music do for you, Minister D?
It lifts me up. It lifts me up when I'm down. When I need to go, look, I can go in on my own, but if I want to go further on in, it'll take me on in now. Into the Holy of Holies, where I can just float on off and talk to Jesus.
Okay. Uh-huh. Oh, my goodness. Okay, well, God, let me
take off running. Y'all gonna make me take off running in here.
Don't do it. One thing that I know and I would like to iterate on is that me as being a songwriter, I don't know what I would do without the Word of God. And then taking that word and being able to express it through a talent that God has placed within me is awesome.
Mm-hmm.
And it's time for me to get back up. Sometimes we get knocked down. Sometimes we get lazy. Sometimes we get slowful. But it's time for me to get it together and get back up and get it done.
It's time.
And one thing I remember, a friend of mine, she had a song. Oh, I think I have that song too. And it's only what you do for God will last.
Okay.
And I believe if I write these songs and I get them out there and people buy them, and that's with any songwriter, they don't just listen to it one time and put it down and don't never go back to it again, or it dissolve in the thin air. You see, it's constantly feeding the spirit, the soul, and that's what we want. That's what we want. That's what we want. Gospel music is awesome. You know, some people in secular work will say secular music is awesome, but music in itself is a blessing.
No, but it's a difference.
Some of us,
gospel.
Yeah, but some of us take music and just abuse it. But for those that can appreciate it, the very essence of music, it's just, I don't know what this world would have done without the melodies of music.
So you got music and then you got gospel music. See, you know, the gospel, of course, you know, that's the good news. So you call it the good news music. See, I'm helping somebody right now. See, we're listening to good news music. So you got music and you got good news music, gospel music. I'm through. I'm going to leave right there. I'm going to stop right there before I get happy all over again.
You're so smooth, boy. You're brand new today. I am so, oh, my goodness. You are really brand new.
Brand new and shining.
Brand new and shining.
Brand new and shining.
Keep on shining.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, baby. Right now, we're going to do a little something by Ann Short called Now, Right Now.
Thank you.
all our listeners for joining us today right here on Glorious Gospel Vibes. We thank you. We thank you. We thank you. We thank you, Minister D and Sister Candy, for being on the broadcast. And we will see each and every one of you all next week. I'll say, holla.
Be blessed. See you next Sunday.
Yay.
Same bat time, same bat channel.